So yeah, we've had, unfortunately, quite a few serious bicycle injuries this summer. Yeah, more so than what we've had in the past.
That's Dr. Kevin Bristow, Director of Emergency Services at Beebe Hospital in Lewis, which has seen more than double the amount of trauma patients involving bicycle accidents compared to this time last year. On a state level, two people were killed in bike accidents over the July 4th holiday. Bristow says they've been keeping an eye on the numbers.
Over the years, we've tracked surf injuries and locations to identify issues potentially with beach replenishment and things like that, which have really not panned out. There's not really a correlation between the two. But when the bike trails were developed and they started, we started seeing more injuries. So we started to look at that information and track it. And that information gets fed into the statewide trauma system, and we review that information there to see what we can do to improve the safety of Delawareans and tourists to our community.
Dr. Bristow says at the beaches, part of the reason why there are more accidents and injuries is due to more people using their bikes and the increased number of bikeways.
There's also a lot more bike traffic down here, which is good. There's a lot of people using the trails for recreation and activity, which is, you know, getting out, exercise. People do use the trails also to commute kind of between, in our local area here, the Breakwater and Junction Trail, people connect to Rehoboth Beach so that they don't have to drive in, park, have trouble parking, and all those kind of issues. So biking has been used for kind of work and play, I guess, so to speak.
Bristow says the bike trails have helped eliminate some of the dangers bicyclists face from automobiles, but it's still very much a danger.
The bike trail, unfortunately, because of the way it was developed, it does cross intersections and roadways in quite a few different locations. It has taken people off of some of the roads that did not have shoulders and did not have bike lanes, which is great, but there are still intersections that people need to cross. And there was a bike safety meeting actually coordinated by Senator Ernie Lopez down here. And one of the big topics of conversation was the number of cyclists who fail to stop or yield when crossing intersections and just ride across. And there's been a lot of concern about someone potentially getting injured at intersections. Representatives from the Delaware Department of Transportation, DelDOT, and DENRAC, and actually officers from the various locales, Lewis, Rehoboth, I think, Delaware River and Bay, Milton, State Police, I'm probably leaving one or two out. We're all at this meeting, and a lot of these concerns and issues were addressed, or at least raised awareness to some intersections that were bad. DelDOT did say that they're aware of some of these issues, but they can't necessarily address them because they don't own the property to remove some of the, the trees and things that cause problems in those areas. So they're working on things to improve the intersections to make sure that cyclists are aware, that they need to slow down, they need to stop. They're posting signage in the various parking lots to educate people on safety and rules of the road and, trail etiquette and things that are very important for cyclists that aren't necessarily more experienced. A lot of the injuries we see are in less experienced riders.
Bristow says potential injuries can be anywhere from head to toe.
A lot of injuries related to foot and ankle and extremities from falls. A lot of people get on bicycles that they haven't checked to make sure that they've been in their garage for a long period of time. The tires are dry rotted. The chains are rusty. They wear flip-flops, and they get out riding, and they get tangled up in the flip-flops, or the chains break, and they have falls that cause lacerations and fractures to extremities. To the more severe injuries that we see are typically head injuries related to more significant falls. Unfortunately, a lot of people still do not wear helmets. As a biker on the trail, I see a lot of parents with kids, and often kids have helmets, sometimes they don't, but parents don't wear helmets, and to me their heads are just as important as children's heads. I mean, everybody should be wearing helmets. The interesting thing is with your experienced cyclists who typically, you know, are all geared up in the bike shorts and the fancy road tops that wear helmets, when they fall and have injuries, I mean, a lot of times they're coming in showing us their cracked helmets. but they're awake, they're alert, they're talking, and they're not injured severely. But those that don't wear helmets often have more significant injuries. And our older population has engaged bicycling a lot more than I kind of expected. I was surprised. And we see a lot more older patients who tend to be on blood thinning medications, who are more at risk for more serious head injuries that don't wear helmets and don't wear head protection.
We're hearing from Dr. Kevin Bristow, Director of Emergency Services at BB Hospital in Lewis, who says there are a lot of common sense things riders should do to be safe, starting with, believe it or not, not using your cell phone while riding.
You know, it's very common. I'm an avid trail rider. The last time I said something to somebody, they're riding with a Starbucks in one hand and a cell phone in the other, texting and weaving all over the road. And certainly people do that. People pass on blind curves. They ride tandem and take up the entire trail when it's a two-lane road. So people are not following some of the basic rules of the road, and they're putting themselves more at risk to get harmed and harmed seriously. Just like texting and walking, people fall and get hurt. Texting and riding a bicycle, you're moving quicker, and your injuries can be more significant.
Wearing proper footwear is another simple thing riders should do.
Flip-flops are one of the more common reasons we see people get injured. They get their foot, their flip-flop gets tangled up in the chain or somehow in the pedal, and it gets caught, hung up, and fell. I was walking out of work yesterday, and as I'm walking through, one of the patients in one of the rooms was talking about how her flip-flop got stuck in her chain and she fell and had a laceration to her lower extremity. So very common that footwear is a big factor. Bare feet also are a concern because, again, if you end up having to put your foot down or stop, people get lacerations or injuries or foreign bodies lodged into their lower extremities from putting their foot down in a quick fashion like that.
And not wearing earbuds is an excellent idea.
It's difficult to hear people behind you. So one of the common things, again, for riders that are riding more quickly is they're passing you, they're going to call out either on your left, or a lot of cyclists use a bell to ring that there's someone behind them approaching them. And if you can't hear traffic coming behind you, again, potentially that's an opportunity for an accident. In most cycling injuries, again, with motor vehicles, the problems are the cyclist's fault. It's inattentive cycling, not following the rules of the road, not hearing, again, people turning into vehicles because they don't hear them coming up behind them.
Dr. Bristow says it all comes down to
common sense when you cycle. You're coming to an intersection, slow down, stop, make sure it's clear before you cross. If you approach and drive through without, again, just some common sense, assuming that the other person is going to stop is always a bad assumption. Assume they're not going to stop and assume that you are going to get hit. And that's what's going to create you to be more safer and prevent problems from becoming a trauma patient, an injury.
Our thanks to this week's guest, Dr. Kevin Bristow, Director of Emergency Services at BB Hospital in Lewis. I'm Chris Carl, WDEL.